Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Jeff Quattromani joins me this afternoon.
Hello,
good Jeff.
Afternoon.
How are you?
Good to speak to you. I'm well. How are you?
Not bad, mate. Can't complain. Well, I could. I suppose.
No one wants to hear it.
No, exactly right. They don't, do they? Never mind. Mate, let's talk all things tech. The next step after smartphones is an AI pin. Now, look, I have seen on social media sites advertisements for these AI pins. Tell us, because I'm sure there's many listening to us this afternoon that has no idea what an AI pin is. Jeff, tell us.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it was last week you and I were talking about where smartphones are going to go. How are they going to possibly change them further? And then the next day we actually saw this announcement. So this is a pin that would go onto your breast pocket or, you know, above your chest area. And it would basically be your smartphone. It would be your eyes. It would be your voice as well. So this is a device that you talk to. You ask it questions. You ask it to make a phone call, or you ask it to send a message, just like you would with a smart home speaker, but you're wearing it. But on the front is also a camera, so you can still take photos of things. You just don't have a screen to look at them on. And this is really trying to change the whole idea of carrying a smartphone in your hand and just carrying a companion that will do all of the things that you want, including, you know, sending, receiving messages, taking photos, playing music, just with a device that you would wear on your clothing.
Will it get emails for you?
It will receive emails and read them to you, but obviously without a screen, you can't read them yourself. So this is all being done out loud. So you'd need either headphones if you want to do that sort of thing privately, or it would do it on the onboard speaker. It's also got a laser projection that comes onto your hand. So if you hold your hand out in front of the pin, it will project either the message or the song playing, and you can create actions based on that as well.
Are these available yet, or are they just around the corner?
Pre-orders are in the US next week. So this is something that they'll be able to buy for $700.
Wow.
I expect this will come to Australia. I really do, or at least a version of this. It just comes down to whether we can live without that screen and all the scrolling on Facebook and Instagram, or we're just happy to get by our day with looking at the real world.
I was going to say, what does this offer you that a smartphone doesn't? And it seems as though a smartphone offers you so much more as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, having a smartphone, all your apps and all the things that you actually do when you're just scrolling on your phone, you wouldn't be able to do on this device. So it actually would probably be good for those who are kind of tired of potentially wasting time on social media apps and things like that. But it still gives you that connectivity to make calls and send messages just without a screen.
Because, look, with a smartphone, apart from being a phone that will get text messages and emails and you can make phone calls and now, of course, you can take photos, there are so many apps these days for both Android and iPhones. There are so many apps these days that run products, our everyday lives. You can turn the stereo on at home. You can turn the air conditioning on at home. You can do all sorts of things with apps that are downloaded to the smartphone these days.
Exactly. So I guess the question for this company called Humane is to work out how much of those things can we just start to move to voice instead of looking at something and touching the screen. How much of that can you do with just your voice on this device and say, turn my air conditioning on at home or play this song on my lounge room speaker? How much of that can you apply to this pin to actually take away the need for looking at something and pressing a button?
Point in case, may I put forward an example? As you would know, and people listening to this program of an afternoon know, I now have a cochlear implant in my in the left side of my head and my left ear. And to run that cochlear implant for both Android phones and iPhones, you now download an app.
Yeah.
And you run that cochlear implant through the app. You can change the settings. You can do all sorts of things through the app. Only a couple of months ago, there was a remote control that came with it. Let's say 12 months ago, there was before this app came out, there was a remote control. So if you wanted to change the settings on this cochlear implant, you had to carry this remote control around with you. But these days, there's an app. And the app goes through to your smartwatch as well, so you can change settings on very quickly on, you know, your watch. But primarily, everything is there on your smartphone. Incredible what you can do these days with smartphones and technology, eh?
Look, it really is, and Cochlear has been definitely leading the path on that one. I've seen demonstrations of it as well, and it's just incredible that even if you have got an impairment of any kind, that there is starting to be tech solutions that tailor for that, because in the past it was probably more ignored.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering what will happen one day if I happen to forget that I'm at a set of traffic lights and I use my phone to change the settings of a cochlear implant and they take a photo of me and send me a fine.
I would love to know whether that would be something you can actually get fined for. I guess it is. You're touching your phone.
Yeah. Samsung have made an announcement that on-device intelligence will be coming to their new smartphone. What's on-device intelligence?
Yeah, so what we usually see when it comes to, you know, artificial intelligence and things like that is a lot of the time your data needs to be sent to the cloud or to a service online that processes the information and comes back to you. What Samsung is talking about in the next range of smartphones will be intelligence that happens and processes on the device itself, so it doesn't need an internet connection to work. Now, one of the examples that they've already demonstrated with how they'll do this next year is if I had a relative, maybe my grandmother only spoke Mandarin, for example, if I was to call her, when she speaks Mandarin into the phone, I'll hear it automatically translated into English, but still in her voice. And then when I speak in English into the phone, it will translate into Mandarin, so that's what my grandmother would hear. And again, it would sound like it was me saying it, but all of that processing is happening on the phone itself. And Samsung has demonstrated this could happen as soon as February next year.
Wow. Amazing. Goodness. One country in America is providing residents with free Apple AirTags to try and put an end to car theft.
Yeah, this is a really good idea. And actually, anybody who's got a precious car or something that they would hate to see gone or stolen, put an AirTag in the boot. Spend $40 and put one in the boot. Pretty much, there's a good chance that anyone who steals that car, you'll find it very quickly through Apple's Find My service. And this is what DC in the US has actually gone and done, is they've said, we're going to give an AirTag to every resident. We're asking them to put it in their cars because they've seen a huge spike in car theft, that it actually is easier for them to get people to put AirTags in the car than to try and get the police to try and find the car quicker. So at $40 a pop, it's just making sense. Hopefully car theft goes down in that county, and it's a good experiment. But I do encourage anyone listening, if you've got something precious out there and you need to track it, if it goes missing, an Apple AirTag probably will save you.
Jeff, how accurate is the tracking, though? I mean, does it pinpoint it, you know, like it's in that garage at that house, you know, number 1234 Smith Street, Smithville?
Look, I've left an AirTag on purpose at a Woolworths before. I just left it behind some groceries, left the store, marked it as lost. And it will get you directly in front of it to the nearest centimetre, effectively. It will tell you if you're too far to the left, too far to the right. Obviously, it only works with iPhones. But if the guy who steals your car has an iPhone, you'll effectively have live tracking because of their device that's giving away the exact signal. So, you know, it gets very, very good. And once you're obviously within Bluetooth range, that's when it starts to guide you to the nearest centimetre. And I've done some great experiments with it where it's startling how good it is.
So if you put an AirTag in your car, you must have to have, for it to work appropriately, you need to have an iPhone. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, you need one to set it up, but you need to have an iPhone nearby for the AirTag to be detected. So if you mark your AirTag as lost, anybody who has an iPhone or an iPad is actually looking for that device without knowing it, which is why if the car thief has an iPhone, then they've actually found the AirTag for you, allowing you to track it. But also, anyone who pulls up next to that car, if they have an iPhone, anyone who crosses the street in front of that car who might have an iPhone, you'll start getting those blips on the radar where your AirTag could be. So that's the reason why it makes it so easy to track.
For kids using phones and tablets, as in headphones and tablets, Belkin have a range of headphones that's specifically for them. And one of the most important things, they have volume limits to keep hearing intact.
Yeah, this is a great feature because having hardware limited volume means that it doesn't matter if the kids turn it up as loud as they like, the headphones themselves don't allow it to get to a dangerous level. So, you know, Belkin has a range of wireless and wired headphones. They start from $30, so it's not terribly expensive. And that means that your kids can wear them and you don't have to be harassing them saying, gosh, I can hear it from the front seat that your kids are, you know, watching a movie on their iPad at the back, you'll actually have that control where the product only gets as loud as it does, and that's it. Good luck, kids.
Talking to audiologists going through this whole cochlear process, one of audiologists' biggest fears for the future for children is headphones and the volume that kids listen to music and all sorts of things today compared to what it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. I suppose 20, 30 years ago, yes, there were headphones around, but we didn't, you know, wear them almost, you know, all the time. We do these days, and that's one of the problems that I suppose we will face as a nation and really as a world in the future.
I completely agree. And if you think about the headphones that we used to wear, we now wear these buds that we jam right into our ear canals to make sure we can hear it perfectly. We're literally channeling audio into our eardrums as best as we can. So we're not making it any easier for our hearing health as we're using these, but we all have to have them at some point. So, yeah, we need to be a bit safer with how we do it.
Now, you've been testing a new robot, but this one's for the pool. It's completely wireless and it keeps the floors and the walls clean. Gosh, tell me more about this.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's not often I get to throw a robot in the pool, but this is one that is to clean the pool, but it doesn't have a tether. So pool robots have existed for a long time, and there's plenty of good ones out there, but they often get tangled, and I get frustrated having to sort that out. This is a robot that I just put in the pool. It's got almost 3 hours battery life. It cleans the walls and the floor, and then it drives itself as close to the edge as possible before it runs out of battery, and that means I just, you know, drag it out of the pool, empty the basket, put it on charge, and then 90 minutes later, it's good to go again. It's from a company called IPA, and it's doing a pretty good job as a pool cleaner. And look, 3 hours is pretty good to cover at least the area of my pool and keep it looking pretty good.
And what is it, about $1,300?
Yeah, so I mean, they actually start from about $600, but the one that I'm testing is sort of their Rolls-Royce version. It's at $1,300, which, to be honest, is cheaper than even some of the wired ones. But it obviously has got a battery life. You can't just leave it in the pool constantly cleaning like others.
And how long does it take to recharge the battery?
It's got a 90-minute recharge period. So after 90 minutes, you can put it back in the pool if you like. Or for me, it's just I do it the next day. So every day I'll put it in and take it out. And that seems to be working okay for me at the moment.
I've got one of those ones with the cords. I had a cordless one and the battery, I don't know, it didn't seem to last that long. And so we ended up deciding to go to one with a cord, and you're right, the cord's a bloody nuisance.
I mean, as much as they try to be tangle-free, they still manage to get tangled.
They
are very good at finding a way.
So, mate, it's like those, they advertise these kink-free hoses. What a crock that is.
Yeah, please show me one, and if you can sell me some, I don't know, some ice as well, that'd be great.
Seems as though crocs are the word for the afternoon. Well, I'll let you go down to your local McDonald's and buy your new crocs, because McDonald's and crocs have got together, and now you can get McDonald crocs.
I'll buy them all so that no one else can. I don't want to see them.
Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
See you, Jeff. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Quattromani, our tech guy.